Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If he comes back,
hurt again.
What if Blake Snell opted? Now, Blake Snell's opting out, but what is Posey going to do with Blake Snell?
I want Blake Snell. I want him. I would love to get him. I'd overpay. I told you. 5 years, $200 million. I'd just do it. Just do it. But you got a closer, or at least I think a guy who can be a closer, and Ryan Walker, okay? And then I put into the let's see category, Tyler Fitzgerald. Like, let's see where he plays. Yeah. Second base. The biggest hole to me, we can go starting rotation on that, they need a shortstop.
Yeah.
They need a shortstop. So whether that's the kid from Milwaukee, Aramis, who hit, you know, 30 jacks this year, whether that's Kim from San Diego,
yeah.
I think shortstop, I'm just, like, circling.
Yeah.
Then I look at trades. What are the trades I can make? If you want to... I'm putting money down on this. Matos, Doval, and Luciano are gone.
Yeah.
Just mark my words.
Camilo Duval doesn't seem like a Buster Posey guy, and that's unfortunate because at one point.
I agree.
I thought Camilo Duval could be the best closer in Giants history. I really did.
He needs to change his scenery.
But whatever happened this past year, it didn't click with Bob Melvin, didn't click with this regime. Whatever happened with the contract extension, I have no idea. But you know what? Camilo Duval is probably gone. He's just not a Buster guy.
Exactly. And then you got Matos and Luciano. I don't know what their value is, but I think that they'll be flipped. And then you got Bryce Eldridge waiting in the wings. So you're telling me I got the corners basically solidified for the next 4 or 5 years in Bryce Eldridge and Chapman. Now I'm getting ahead of myself on Eldridge, and I'm going to do that. I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to mark him in there.
Why not?
And then Ramos, Bailey, Chapman.
What do you do with Casey Schmidt?
See, I think I'd put him in the either let's see or trade category.
Because I may need a second baseman.
That's where I
may need
I got
a second
Fitz
baseman.
Right now, Fitz, the bat, has got to get in the lineup. I like Fitz's bat. So I like him at second base. Fitz, I think, could be my poor man's Jeff Kent.
Yeah.
Because I think his power translates clearly offensively. Defensively, he's a little hit and miss. I don't love him as a shortstop. I love him as a second baseman.
Yeah. I wonder if Duval's salvageable and what his market will be.
It's a great question.
I wonder because he's got the stuff, but he didn't trust the stuff. Maybe he changes scenery. Maybe somebody gets their hands on him and he turns out to be a player here. But look, Buster Posey, I think instant credibility is something you used earlier. And that's one thing that's got me reinvigorated. John Lynch, Kyle Shanahan, instant credibility. Now, we had to wait on Bob Myers, but bringing in Jerry West, which Joe Lacob did, bringing in Jerry West, instant credibility. It's like, oh, okay, we got some big boys in the front office now. Same thing with Mully. Mully became the GM, and not all his moves worked out.
No.
Not all of them, but it was instant credibility. And those guys, and Baron Davis, and Stack Jack, and Matt Barnes, and Jason Richardson, and Monte Ellis, and Al Harrington, and Andrew Smith, they bought into what Mully's vision was. And he brought in Don Nelson back. Now, Mully almost had to trade for Kevin Garnett. Now, when you have bad ownership, things don't work out. Now, I'll just leave it at that. However, the Giants, Greg Johnson, I'll give him this. He's linked up with Buster Posey, and it seems like Buster Posey has Greg Johnson's ear. And when you cater to a player, you cater to these guys who know what they're doing, I think that's a step in the right direction for Greg Johnson. It is. I think it is. So let Buster Posey run the show. You got Bob Melvin as a baseball guy. Now I'm eager to hear from Greg Johnson on what went wrong with Farhan Zaidi because there was a lot of lip service this past season. I think the Giants are in... They're not in a worse situation.
Do you know how many games this team lost because they couldn't control the running game?
Well, they've lost games.
I know, last 2 years.
Well, what about hitting where runners are scoring position?
No, that's an element, but it's also because you're so unathletic,
yeah.
You have guys at second base that you literally need to drive the ball into the gap for them to score.
Right.
Like, I agree. Situational hitting has got to get better.
No speed.
But, Bonte, the base running, they cannot hold the runner on. They could not throw anyone out. No, and they didn't steal any bases. The running game has got to get better. The whole baseball world is running all over the place except the Giants.
Yeah, I think Shohei may have had more stolen bases than the Giants as a team.
Cruz had more than their entire team.
Ronald Acuña Jr. had 70 a season ago. They have to get faster.
100%.
And use that. And I think Buster Posey will see that and say, look, power ain't everything. Can I get some guys that can go gap to gap? Can I get some guys to go use all fields and drive in these runs? Let's get some guys to first and third. Because you know what excites baseball fans at a game? When you got guys hitting triples, when you got guys, when you got action on the base pass. There's nothing like action. Like, we all love the home run. But personally, I love action on the base pass.
Was the most exciting play of the last 20 years regular season?
Angel Pagan.
It had to be. The inside the Parker.
Unbelievable.
Right?
Unbelievable. As you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and AC1, San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Let's get to Todd in San Jose, then we'll get to Alamo and the Rich. Alamo, hang tight, we'll get to Todd in San Jose. Todd, what's happening?
Hey, I just wanted to think, why can't the Giants pick up Miller from the A's? Well, I don't know what his contract is, but I saw him at the last game. He was outstanding.
He's the best closer in baseball. I think everyone would trade for him. Clause A not included.
Yep. Let's go to Alamo and the Rich. Alamo, what's happening?
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
What's up, Alamo?
And all this love. Hey, I want to talk about brother Pete Rose, man. One of the most sensational baseball players of all time. May he rest in peace. You know, Lenny Dykstra was termed the Nails, right? I think Pete should have been termed the Nails. Although Charlie Hustle was the best name, nickname in sports history, the way that Pete played the game was reminiscent of the way the term Nails is. Also, a lot of folk don't know this, though. Why did Pete Rose wear number 14? Think about it. Valentine's Day. You give out roses. God bless Pete Rose.
Is that true?
They didn't say that in the doctor.
Is that true?
I'm ready to buy it. I'm ready to buy it. By the way, we're going to air the Buster Posey presser right here at 10 o'clock. 95.7 The Game,
hey.
The Bay Area sports leader, 95.7 The Game, Buster Posey's introductory press conference coming up at 10 o'clock right here on 95.7 The Game.
I saw, I think I said it to the thread last night, there was an at-bat in the playoffs between Nolan Ryan and Pete Rose, and the way Pete would flip the bat after getting a walk and then spike the ball at first base, he would literally spike it on the turf. There's just something about that,
as a baseball player, love him. As a human being, I don't really want to talk about him. It's unfortunate, but I don't really want to talk about him.
He got number 14. It was just assigned to him. He said it was between that and the number 27. He said 27 wasn't a good number for a second baseman, so I got 14.
I'm kind of with him on that.
Well, the Rose thing was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
It was pretty good.
My guy had pipes, too.
I mean, he was reaching there. It's all right.
That's all right. Stretch Armstrong.
Valentine's Day. I can't back Pete Rose a person, though, man. Man.
Monte, which one of these faceless avatars was your favorite Giant? Sean Manaea, Alex Wood, Ross Stripling, Anthony DeSclafani, John Brebbia, Will Smith, Tommy La Stella, Austin Slater, J.D. Davis. I mean, look at the names that I'm giving you.
Alex Wood?
Wilmer Flores, Tyro Estrada, Jock Peterson, Mauricio Dubon, Blake Sable, Wade Meckler, Kirk Casale.
And we got a Pasoy problem in the clubhouse.
Chadwick Trump. Should I keep going on?
Chadwick Trump. What about Austin Wynn?
Donovan Solano?
Donnie Baseball.
Donovan Solano?
Donnie Barrels?
Don't forget Brett Wisely.
Oh, my gosh. Wade Meckler?
Wade Meckler.
Did you bring up Wade Meckler? I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
Dalton Jeffries?
Dalton Jeffries. Oh, I forgot about him.
They had him for,
who was
right.
The guy? Was it Reeks? Who was the catcher? Who was the catcher, Sam? Who looked like a generic catcher?
Sam's down at.
Oh, he's not here.
It's Cam. Cam's over there. What catcher?
It was Reeks, the guy who came up this year.
Oh, yeah, Jackson Reeks?
Jackson Reeks. It reeked of desperation.
Yeah, it did.
It's honestly the amount of outfielders and infielders and catchers that you'll never remember again.
After hearing from Richie, and we get ready for the presser.
He's so happy.
I'm all smiles. Because Farhan ruined Giants baseball for me.
Ryder Jones.
Ryder Jones.
Keaton Wynn, the names.
The emotional detachment I have from the Giants under Farhan Zaidi. I was not emotionally invested anymore. Now, I was excited about the Giants this season. I was open-minded because I understand last year.
I'm actually excited about the Giants.
Listen.
Just sell. It's just fire.
Sells within a few months.
Just listen. Sell. Give it to me one more time.
I'm actually excited about the Giants.
Just sell. And just fire everybody.
It's so depressing. 2 months.
It was just so depressing. I lasted 2 months with that. 2 months. I was just like, you know what? I had it. 2 months. I'm done.
Thank God
I'm
they
done.
Saw the deal at the deadline last year for AJ Pollock and this year
Oh my gosh.
Honestly, I feel like I've been trying on this crusade for 3 years to, like, I'm not saying I'm trying to get someone fired. I'm just saying, like, Giants fans, you and I both know this was never good enough.
This was not going
to
work.
Connect to this. There was no. You didn't meet me halfway with the emotional connection. And I feel like I've been validated today in terms of, like, everything that we felt about Giants baseball that was a tick off. It's like, finally they've acknowledged that we exist.
You feel validated?
I know you do too.
You feel? I just quote tweeted Hank. Somebody sent me a tweet from Hank Schulman from a year ago talking about pillars. And I had people bash me saying he's just sinking. He doesn't even watch baseball. Folks, I'll say this again. I got hired here at 95.7 a game. Because I worked on a baseball show. Greg Popham, my first ever interview with him, or first ever phone conversation with him, he said, if I was doing a baseball-only show, I'd hire you on the spot. I didn't come here. I didn't get hired for football or basketball. Those happened to be my strong suits, but I was doing baseball. I love baseball. But last year, and we probably took a lot of heat from it, and the ratings dipped a little bit.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
But I was so out on fire. I told people on these airwaves, do not spend a dime on the Giants. And you know how many people on the street I would run into and said, Bonta, I ain't spending a dime on this team. And I was like, damn, I'm kind of messing with their bottom line here. What am I doing? But I got to meet Larry Bear, and I've gotten to know Larry Bear over the last year and a half or whatnot. I've gotten to meet some of the Giants brass.
Tell Larry I said hi.
And, well, next time I see him, I'll be sure to bring that up.
Yeah, tell him I'm available for some, if you want to switch out some post-game shows and throw some my way. I am slippery.
We'll just move past that.
Hi, listen. I'm Joe Shasky here on NBC Sports Bay Area, and it's Giants postgame. We lost 3-2, but guess what? We've got some great breakdowns.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. You can sit here and do a sugarcoat job.
That is, please don't ever do that. Please don't ever do that.
Richie, what'd you see?
Listen, I love this too, 6'5". I can't talk about myself on the show, apparently. Of course, Bonta, you're making about you. No, okay, whatever. Dude.
Today's about us, Giants fans.
Whatever, dude. Whatever. I've been out on Farhan for 3 years.
And
you guys all call me. You guys all call me idiots.
I've had enough.
No, you call me idiots. You said you don't know what you're talking about. You don't watch baseball. You don't enjoy baseball. You don't know baseball. You don't even watch. You tell me I don't even watch. Well,
you're
if you think that now.
You're a 77-win team. You're boring.
It's boring.
So
boring.
It is horrible.
Boring. Well, guess what? Buster's back, baby, and I'll be watching 6-5-0. The hell with the Farhan Zaidi era. You know what? We got 40
Thank
minutes before
you,
the Buster Posey. I'm about to empty the damn clip on all you wannabes out there who told us we're idiots about Farhan Zaidi. The time is now.
Get to hit
the
him
time
up
is
soundtrack.
Now.
Get
the time is now. Because I'm about to empty the clip on all you suckers out there. And that's what's coming up. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Take money.
West Side. Bad boy.
Take money.
You know Bay Area is Draymond Green. Good Morning Roast with Bonta Hill and Joe Shasky is live on YouTube and Twitch right now. Time for you to like and subscribe.
You claim to be a player, but I'm your wife. We bust on bad boys for life.
I'm so nervous, guys.
Yeah, I would pod that down, but we get the point.
We keep it
running. The Choppers got
this songs ever.
You know what? Because people who tried to dish the smoke out, and I keep all receipts. All of them. I keep them all, even when I'm wrong.
Big manila envelope for tax purposes?
Oh, trust me, in the dome. I'm petty like that.
Oh.
I'm petty like
Memory
that.
It's, like
it's,
an
a bad, it's a bad habit. Danny Freisinger, our former assistant program director, is like, Monty, you always got this chip on the shoulder. Man, you're doing well for yourself. I say, well, it keeps me motivated, and it keeps me going. Keeps me growing.
You're like KD with the burner accounts. He's like, no, I'm always up for this.
Always looking for something
Freezing
to get
cold
me rolling.
Bonte.
I'm trying, Jennifer.
You know, Rob Brooks hit me up yesterday, and he was like, man, you keep receipts, dog. You give them a smoke. I said, you ain't seen nothing yet. This is nothing. I could have kept going on Twitter all day long.
And I knew it was working. Because all I had to do was send out one tweet. I got a couple texts right away. Ponte, you and Shasky, I apologize. No, 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 no. You don't do it on the personal line. Do it on Twitter. Do it on Twitter.
Sam Lubman is at the Giants presser in the front row in front of a, it's a dais. I mean, when you've got a podium with the SF Giant logo and a full podium. Bonte, you better get to your point because Sam's going to be coming on at some point and giving us the vibe of what's going on at Oracle.
There's nobody there right now. We know the five. We'll get there. We got full phone lines. I want to get the five from the fans before we start roasting.
Yeah, but I thought you were going to start destroying people.
Oh, yeah, we'll do that. We'll get there. We will get there. But it's about the fans. This show is about the fans. This show has always been about the listener, the audience, the roasters, because I want to hear their thoughts. I know they're happy. I'm happy. You're happy. I've been waiting for this day. I've been waiting, 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 waiting. And already, it feels like a new leaf has been turned when it comes to Giants baseball. Again, my fiance Anna didn't ask me to go to one game this year. Not one game.
You remember Perfect Strangers?
Oh, yes.
I think we should do the Dance of Joy. I'm that happy. Like, I'm so... It's because you know what it is? It feels like we're getting our team back. Yeah.
I know you're out on Jack Harlow and Drewski, but they have one of the all-time videos where they're in the car.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, Spinelli? Is a life like this so great?
In tuxedos or whatever. Yeah.
That's how I feel like Shasky and I. Shasky's speeding 90 miles an hour, and my fat ass is sitting in the passenger seat. And I'm like, is a life like this so great? Ain't nothing you can do about it, McCovey Chronicles. Ain't nothing you can do about it, Dieter Kurtenbach. Ain't nothing you can do about it, Alex Simon. All right? Andrew Bagley and all the people backpedaling. Oh, there's so many people backpedaling over the last 3 weeks. Well, now sounds like Farhan's gone. Oh, I thought you thought Farhan deserved another shot. I thought you thought Farhan was good. Oh, no, no. Now it's time to go. Oh, really? Really? All you guys who gave us all the heat, all the smoke on the interwebs, well, I'm bringing it to the platform. I'm bringing it to the platform since you don't want to publicly apologize. And look, we're going to be wrong about a lot of things. You could dunk on me all the time. I don't give a damn. I can handle it. But all the disrespect this show got when we just merely suggested that Posey wasn't moving here just to be out here to say, hey, we love Napa Valley. It's a great place to live. No, he was fishing for something bigger, and he got it. He smelled blood in the water, said, you know what? Let me be the God here in San Francisco. Let me become Mr. Giant. Buster Posey, if he has a great tenure, he will become... Rest in peace, Willie Mays. I know Barry Bonds is still alive, but you imagine if Buster Posey revitalizes his franchise and they win another one, and they become competitive again.
For a man that already eats for free, he will walk on air, right?
Oh.
And one thing I'd like to say about the entire thing is, thank you, Greg Johnson, and the rest of the board for listening to us fans.
Thank you.
Like, I know we've been pissed and angry and disgruntled, and very rarely does a business listen to their consumers. This was one of the few times I think our dollar spoke for itself. And I think that the loud chants from Giants fans over the last couple of years were finally heard by ownership.
Yeah.
And I credit ownership for having the guts to make the move.
Thank God they didn't listen to bloggers like Garlic Fry Rye Guy. That clown who ripped us left and right and clipped us every single day and was a big... Now he's pivoted to, well, who Giants fans going to blame now? No. The guy we blamed is out the door. He's gone. Bye-bye. Adios.
From the 650 on the text line. Hit him up, Bonte. From the 415, I'm with Bonte. I was out on Zaidi a long time ago. He still worked for the Dodgers, for crying out loud. 650, collect them receipts, Bonte.
Oh, those receipts are there. Shasky, the receipts are there. The receipts are there. And now the pivoting to, well, I don't know if Buster Posey's going to work out now. We didn't give Farhan Zaidi a fair shake.
Bonte, what text line is it?
The Comcast business text line. Let's go to line. I want to hear from the fans. That's enough of me. Those people know who they are. The Dieter Kurtenbach, the Alex Simons, the Andrew Packerleys, the McCovey Chronicles, the Garlic Fry Rye guys. Eat it. Wear it. It's okay. Jump on board with us and know that it's a new day. Straight up. I, Bonte Hill, will never lie to you ever again.
And you know what?
Trust me, I can handle the smoke. So if you want to give the smoke to us, please do. You know where I'm at. You know where I'm at, and you know where I be's. Let's get a little hood on you.
It's, you know, like, this is the great text from the 925. Even if they suck, I'm still all in.
All in. Whatever the hell we just watched for the last 6 years. My gosh, it set me back. I literally lost the Giants for my first love.
Bonte, the funniest is the switch up a week ago, because 4 weeks ago it was, Farhan's still going to, he deserves the job, analytics, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm seeing people like, well, obviously they were going to move off of Farhan. I mean, I don't know what else to say. The switch up from some of the local people covering this team, and now you're seeing all the hit pieces.
Oh.
Now that the green light has been sent out, it's crazy.
They needed a green light, but this is why you got to stay out of people's pockets. To stay objective, trust me, you don't have to wear pom-poms for an organization to respect you.
You talking
they
to
don't.
Me?
No, they don't. You don't have to wear pom-poms to say, go team, go. Go team, go. They will still respect you. I've criticized the Warriors left and right.
Shut you talking to me.
I've criticized the Niners. Yeah, I've criticized the Niners left and right.
Yeah.
And I'm still walking around media day. It's all love.
It's always fun game.
What up, Dre? What up, everybody? The Niners. At one point, some people thought I was taking personal shots or thought I had a personal beef with Shanahan. Yet, the Niners respect me more than ever. It's okay. You can take... They can handle constructive criticism. You don't always have to wear pom-poms and give them fruit snacks and say, well, you know, on the bright side, this is not. Bonte. Well, you don't understand this. No. Just be real.
Bonte. You could say it was Bochy's time to go, and I'll listen to that. I will listen to that. The last couple years weren't great. He needed to reset his tank. But when you hired Gabe Kapler, and on the weekend that you're firing Gabe Kapler, a month later, Bruce Bochy wins the World Series with the Texas Rangers.
Oh, my gosh.
Your fate was sealed.
Sealed. I mean, signed and delivered.
The casket was just nailed shut.
And what did I tell?
I mean, come on.
I told some people when I went to the press. I don't even go to Giants pressers no more. I haven't been to a press box one time in the last 3 years. Now, Farhan had that end-of-season presser last year, and he did what he did, and he tried to show his ass towards me, and I flipped the phone saying, well, actually, you said these. These are the quotes. It's right here in the Chronicle. And he backpedaled quicker than Deion Sanders. It was unbelievable. I was like, wow. Wow. As soon as that thing was over, I told a couple people, I said, this ain't the guy. He's just not the guy. He ain't it. He ain't it. And you know what? He wasn't it.
A great day to be a Giants fan.
This is a great day to be a Giants fan.
It's such a great day.
Great day. And shout out to my guy, once again, Bernie Ben the Wildcat, because back on August 16th of 2023, I ran into him at the old building. I hadn't seen Bernie in a long time. And Bryce, he goes, you think Buster's just moving here from Georgia just to be here chilling? No, there's something bigger now. We all thought manager. We thought manager. So we were wrong in that department. We thought, man, he's going to manage the Giants.
We knew he'd be involved.
But we knew he'd have a big role.
And the one thing I don't ever want to hear ever again.
Ever.
Well, the lack of development in this farm is because of that COVID season.
Oh, my God. One more time. You know what?
I
love Sam Lubman, but we almost fought a couple times over that sentiment. I said, well, didn't every team have a COVID problem? Wait, didn't every team have to shut down operations?
Sit here and do a sugarcoat job.
Now we're sugarcoating for Farhan Zaidi.
The 49ers had to move to Arizona to end their season, and we destroyed them. They moved to Arizona to finish their season.
And I'm not going to name anybody. I'm not going to name names. But not this past media day yesterday, but last year's Warriors media day, ran into high-ranking official. He goes, boy, Potts, I just don't know what they're doing down there at Oracle Park. What are they doing? That's how you run a baseball team? Even the Warriors were laughing at you. The Niners have been laughing at you. And we've been laughing at you. But the last in today, because Buster Posey will speak at 10 a.m., and we are all locked in, and we're all in support of our catcher, the best catcher in franchise history, one of the best catchers in baseball history. Buster Posey is running the show now, folks. It's go time. We turn a new leaf, out with the old, in with the new. Good luck to you, Farhan. Let's take some calls. I'm feeling good today. Feeling good. Yeah.
How you like that, Mr. Bonte?
Yeah. Woo. All those articles y'all got clicks on from our show that didn't age well. Can we get some some payoff of that? Can we get a percentage? Anyway, let's go to Eric and San Mateo. Eric, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
I got to be on the field for BP with my father-in-law and my son on Friday, and I mean, so lucky, such a privilege, but vibes are good. Guys are hitting balls out of the yard. And I'm like, is that Farhan coming out here? This is going to be weird. He walks out. And you talk about, you could hear a pin drop. Like every single fan just kind of looked at each other like, is this guy coming out here? And dude, the grumbling was like not appropriate for radio. But anyway, I texted my buddy, I'm like, dead man walking. This is the most awkward experience I've had on a field. And, you know, he left, and sure enough, you go from a smarmy tech geek to the legend of the game. So Giants are in good hands. It's going to be awesome.
Totally agree.
Love it. I love this text. Comcast business text line. 6-5 Albonte Shasky. Tell him, first off, bleep the Twitter page and the click you claim. We're hitting them up. This ain't the last you're going to hear from us. Trust me.
Where's BPA?
Oh, yeah, where is BPA?
Where is Josh?
He's probably so drunk from last night. He's probably so drunk. He's intoxicated right now. I wouldn't mind hearing from BPA today.
I would love to have him.
I'm not a GM, even though I'd love to be one.
Jacob in Sacramento. Jacob, what's happening up in New Orleans 916?
Gentlemen, I am pumped and happy. Good morning to you. I'm not going to lie to you. I wanted this man gone, so far gone, since when he failed to get Aaron Judge and Carlos Correa, and the team had that big mutiny that yelled at him for failing to get Correa. That might have been the right move, but you know what? This man failed at negotiating. This man couldn't get anyone. He could even sell you a freaking pencil if he wanted to. I am so glad that freaking Buster Posey is here. I'm glad he's going to bring in a new change. And you know what? There's life in the Bay again.
Woo! Oh, I'm scratching my belly right now, Shasky. You have no idea.
We've got one last holdout.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
On the 415, I can't wait till you guys get fired and everyone dances on your grave. Then you'll know what it's like. Dude, the guy's getting six figures, seven figures, eight figures. We don't even know how much. He's fine. He's fine. Shocking. He's okay. When you take a job like this, 415, I just want you to know this. I get criticized every moment of the day. I'm a married man, all right? My wife's ripping me all the time. Anything that you say regarding people dancing on our graves, trust me, I know. One day I will be fired. Yeah. That's part of the job. You either talk too much or you talk too little and you get fired. Things happen. And when that day comes, I'll allow you to dance on my grave. Absolutely. But until then, you can just listen like everyone else because I'm here to hear happy. Because my team finally is back to being our team. Our team is back, and Buster Posey saved us.
I've seen this text order 405 for the last 8 years since I've been in 95-70 game. Vontek, can't wait till you get replaced. Well, I'm still waiting for the day, too. Hasn't happened yet. Maybe it'll happen tomorrow.
And
who knows?
What will happen when that happens? I'll start a YouTube channel up in the Russian River, and you'll never be unwitted of me. That's a joke. That's just not really.
Let's go to Alex in Atlanta, our unofficial statistician of the morning roast. How many bottles you popped last night? It's a new day in Giants baseball.
Ponte, first of all, there's a bottle chilling on ice right now. I got to wait for the work day to end to pop that one. But, gentlemen, I am so excited. I'm so excited. Bonte, I was with you at the beginning of the year. I was optimistic. I was enthusiastic. But 2 months in, just like you, I was done. I was ready for Farhan to be shown the door. The light has been seen at the end of the tunnel, and now we're in the Buster Posey era. Joe, I got to agree with you. One of the things I'm hoping Buster prioritizes this offseason is getting athleticism and speed back on this team. The Giants haven't had a 70 base-stealing team since 2018. They're slow. They're old. They're unathletic.
They don't take advantage of the new rules of the game that practically encourage you to steal bases. I'm ready for more youth. I'm ready for more athleticism, and I'm ready for more responsible spending. You don't have to spend $200 million a year to be a postseason team. Ask the Cubs. Ask the Rangers. Ask the Blue Jays that. They'll tell you they failed when they spent a lot of money.
You're so right. You're so right, Alex. You're so right. You're so right. The spending, the Mitch Hanigers, the Discofatis.
I mean,
what were we
my
doing?
My favorite is when people are like, you know, it was a great trade to get Robbie Ray. It's like, yeah, because you spent a bunch of money on Mitch Hanniger in like seven games. And then Discofani, I don't even know what happened with the ankle.
When does that crack come into play for you?
I just
paid Ross Stripling to lose 15 games for the A's.
The boss man, Matt Nahegan, would always say, man, you got to be positive, man. The negativity towards the Giants, Bonte, and that's I tried.
And they failed on Aaron Judge. Sit here and do a sugar coat job.
I tried, Jennifer.
But we got Mitch Henniger, though. Another one bites the dust. Boop, boop, boop. Another one bites the dust. And another one. So, yeah, 415. We're dancing on Farhan's grave right now because he did not embrace this community. You heard from Rich Arroyo. You heard from Dave Fleming. Dave Fleming admitted on this show. I've talked to Farhan. He needs to talk more. He needs to get out there in front of the people more.
Bonte, you can't sit here and tell me I'm smarter than you for 6 years, and then I look up and it's like third place, fourth place. Sorry, dude. Like, if you tell me you're smarter than me and then the results are what they are, you've left yourself no wiggle room.
Oh, boy, it feels good. It feels good. Buster Posey's running the show. To see him at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame, to get inducted, and finally see. Oh, man, this is a great day, Jay. I'm telling you, this is going to be a mark the day down, October 1st. Shasky, we didn't lie to nobody. We were like, hey, September 30th and October 1st, just buckle up. I believe it'll be a great day for Giants baseball and Giants fans. And you know what?
Dust. Oh, my gosh.
Boom, boom, boom. Another one bites the dust. And another one.
Another one
bites the dust.
That
is hitting hard today.
If anybody with the Giants is out there, I'm going to give you my suggestion of who I want the Giants to hire to run the team. Assistant Red Sox GM right now, Young Taboney.
There's a lot of buzz for him. Local guy, city guy.
I want Paul Taboney to come over and run this team. I would love to have him come back home and run this team. If you look at the Red Sox, they've been, look, the frustration stems to ownership, not player development and trades. They've made some great player developments.
No, they've got some good young players. They'll be on the come up. They're around the corner.
That's a name that I have jotted down. I want Mr. Taboney to come back to the San Francisco Giants. Come home, young man. Come home.
A lot of pressure on you, Taboney, but I'll rock with you. Anything better than what the hell we just saw the previous 6 years. Let's go to Evan in San Francisco. Then we'll get to Will and Matt. Evan, what's happening? Don't forget. 24 minutes. We'll go live down to 24. Hold on real quick, Evan. 24 Willie Mays Plaza, 24 minutes. We'll go live to the Buster Posey introductory press conference. Go ahead, Evan. The floor is yours.
Good morning, guys. Long-time listener, first time.
What happened?
All good. Call back, Evan. Call back.
Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain is sponsoring that flush.
Yeah, contact Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain at flowingwater.net. 916, I'm heading over to the other station. This show's really annoying. I'm sorry, Farhan got fired. Ain't my fault. Do better. Put together a better team. Give us some entertainment. Come on, 916, you really don't want to go over there. You know you don't want to go over there. You want the sugarcoating. You want to do a sugarcoat job. Come on.
Sit here and do a
Let's be real, 916. Farhan wasn't ready for the job. And guys like you who try to give him all the credit for running the Dodgers and just, Andrew Freeman, yeah, he's not the real guy. It's really Farhan pulling the strings. Well, Andrew Freeman right now is getting ready for a playoff series. Or actually, he has a bye. He's chilling. As the Dodgers keep stacking up stars after stars after stars after stars. So who's the real genius? Huh? Who's really the smart? I can't believe McCovey Carter, because he's still on it, and he's taking shots at us in the past, so I got no problem reading this. The day after Zaidi was announced as the president of baseball operations, boy, this is aging like spoiled milk. Oh, the cream cheese is moldy, folks. Zaidi is a savant. The Giants didn't just bring their own organization into the 21st century. They moved right to the bleeding edge of baseball. I'm telling you, there's nothing to fear about Farhan Zaidi. The Giants might have just hired the smartest guy in the room, but they've also hired a curious mind who incorporates all information available to him when making his evaluations. He's not a machine, and he's not an instinct-driven grip master. He's a baseball fan. What the hell does that even mean?
Fonte, I'm going to tell you this right now. Look, my dad is up in heaven right now, probably playing catch with Willie Mays. But till my dying day, whether it's 1896, whether it's 1996, whether it's 2026, pitching, good defense up the middle, timely situational hitting while putting the ball in play will never go out of style.
Nope.
I will never embrace swinging for the fences and striking out 8 gazillion times a year. I'm sorry. I just won't. I will never embrace minimal athleticism. I will never embrace not throwing strikes. I will never embrace platooning in the opener. I will never embrace situational pinch hits in the third inning.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay? I will never embrace my entire roster with a bunch of one-year opt-outs where the player has all the control. I'm sorry. I'm out on those. You know what I will embrace? Speed. You know what I will embrace? Putting the ball in play. You know what I will embrace? Great defense up the middle.
Yep.
Look at your shortstop position. You inherited at the time, 31-year-old Brandon Crawford. You knew taking the job, you needed a shortstop of the future. It is 2025. Going to be the offseason of.
Yep.
What's the number one need for the San Francisco Giants? Shortstop.
Defense, speed, athleticism.
Nothing's changed.
Starting rotation. Stop platooning. You know, 408 Comcast Business Text. And I'm seeing people saying Posey isn't ready. It's a PR hire. But everyone thought Farhan was ready and was a savant. He did nothing. What do you guys think? I think the people who think Posey's a PR hire don't know what the hell they're talking about. And they're just hating just to hate.
They're hating just to hate. When you have a catcher, whether it's Little League, high school, college, the pros, that player is thinking about, all right, this guy really likes to get his hands out in front of the ball. We got to pitch him in, all right? This next guy, we got to get this guy out because the guy on deck is the guy that's going to really crush us.
Yep.
Oh, let's get to this guy to get to that guy. Oh, okay, we got first. Bring the infield in. Bring the infield in on this. He has been strategizing against rosters and how to play the game since he was 5 years old.
Yep.
Buster Posey has been preparing for this moment his whole life.
No doubt. He's
successful or not is independent of that. He has literally been interning as a player for the job and the role that he is asked to do since starting baseball.
And what do you think he's been doing over the last year and a half?
I totally agree.
He's been doing? Sitting on the stumps? Changing diapers all day? What do you think he's been doing? Woo! I'm with the 510. Nah. This has been I'm telling you, man, Farhan Zaidi in my lifetime of covering sports. Terry Donahue's on this list. I can't even put Trent Baalke on this list because Farhan was far worse than Trent Baalke.
Trent Baalke won executive of the year 1 year.
He had pillars. He had premium players on his roster.
Bowman.
Farhan Zaidi may be the worst executive we've ever seen in this market. In my 42 years. Now, there's probably people older than us who said, no, that guy was worse. And trust me, sit 510. I would love the free to YouTube chat because I want y'all celebrating with us. We knew this day was coming. We were in lockstep when it came to Farhan Zaidi. That's for sure.
Free the YouTube chat.
Will, Matt, we'll get to y'all on that. It'll be Fast 5 coming up on the other side. Buster Posey's introductory press conference coming up at 10 a.m. right here on 95.7 The Game.
If you love Philadelphia, there's a high probability that you hate these two. It's the Morning Roast with Vontae Hill and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game. Love you guys. Well, most of the time.
Hey, Kate, it's just not Philadelphia. It's Dallas. It's Seattle. A little bit of Green Bay, but Leroy Butler coming here. They're cool with us. It's people in our own damn city that hate us.
I smoke a mic.
Oh, I love this Hall of Notes. Oh, this is hitting so well today. Oh, that hit. Spitoni, you're on.
I got goosebumps.
Oh, Spitoni, I'm smiling ear to ear. This is a better day.
Doesn't it feel like our team is like being handed back to us as fans?
Oh, my gosh. I could discuss Giants baseball again, no matter what. Just knowing that Posey's running the show. He's a baseball mind. He knows the game. He played at the highest level. He's won everywhere he's gone. Oh, I feel good. Oh, I feel so good. By the way, some breaking news in the NFL. The Las Vegas Raiders have begun reaching out to teams to gauge their interest in a trade for Devontae Adams per Vinny Bonsignore. So that's some NFL news. Vinny Bonsignore, Las Vegas Review Journal, covers the Raiders. They're gauging trade interest for Davante Adams.
Well, Antonio Pierce liked a tweet last night that said, what was it, Bonta? That,
like, oh, what? Yeah, he liked the tweet.
Yeah.
He liked the tweet. What was it? Oh, gosh, I got to pull it up.
But he essentially was a tweet that was, hey, the Raiders are interested in trading.
Yeah, and he liked the tweet.
Davante?
You know, that kind of popped in my head.
I'm not mad at it.
I'm not mad at it either.
I'd do that in a heartbeat.
Works for both teams.
Are you kidding me? I love Ayuk, but you're not Davante Adams. You imagine Davante Adams with Brock Purdy and Debo's. Oh, my God. So,
today's not the day.
Oh, my
Jets,
God. Oh.
Bills, Chiefs, even within division.
Gosh.
Those are all the teams
don't
that are going to be
looking
at. The Saints, obviously, with Derek Carr. They're going to be interested.
He already did the
you know
Derek
what?
Once.
And he was first team all pro there.
You know what? This show, before anybody. This not show, before anybody, when. We're talking about home run hitters, and we need a running back. Brought up Chris McCaffrey. I'm going on a limb and say, I guarantee you John Lynch makes a call to the Raiders because I think they're sick of Ayuk stuff. The practice video is not a good look. And the way the negotiation went now, the front office has to bear some brunt on that.
No
they
doubt.
Do. They're
no
at
doubt.
Fault, too.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not just Brendan Ayuk, which kind of drives me crazy.
It's been a nightmare, though.
It's been a nightmare. You get out of that and go get Davante Adams. You bring him back to the Bay Area, Palo Alto kid. I'm telling you right now, John Lynch will go and do that in a heartbeat.
And tell Brandon Allen to get up out of number 17?
Oh, God. Oh, Brandon Allen, you're switching numbers. You know what? Davante Adams to the Niners has a good ring to it. Just bookmark that tomorrow.
I would do it.
Bookmark that tomorrow.
I would do it.
Oh, there's no doubt anybody would do it. You'd be a fool not to do
and
it.
And he's the guy that can win all those man one-on-one
press
coverage.
Man beaters.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, come on.
Sticky
come
man
on.
Coverage.
That could take you over the top.
Is
that's
there any
a Super
other
Bowl.
Kind of man coverage
And look.
Sticky man,
just
bad man coverage.
And real quick, I do like sticky man coverage. Troy Aikman always says it. And he's playing sticky man defense right there. I love what Troy Aikman says. It. I don't know why.
I'm afraid that it's going to have to be Jimmy Garoppolo that gets it done.
I hate you.
But no, I love that drop. Listen, not only that. It's an easy sell to Antonio Pierce. You know Brandon Ayuk from Arizona State. How about the preseason game when Brandon Ayuk came to Las Vegas and you guys were chopping it up? Ooh-wee.
I do wonder what's more important to them right now as they're looking for a number one, you know, a rookie quarterback probably, and getting another first round pick to package to get up there.
Yeah, that makes sense.
There'll probably be another mediocre season if they had 6 wins. I'll be surprised, but... Yeah.
Brandon Ayuk in the first round pick. East Palo Alto. I'm sorry, Sifalo. East Palo Alto. EPA stand up.
Heartbeat.
First round pick, Brandon Ayuk, Davante Adams.
What about Farhan today?
Dude, I'm just saying, put it out there right now. Let's get first of the trough.
Well, Farhan wouldn't trade for Davante. We know that.
No. We'd do our due diligence. We'd kick tires. We would, you know, maybe come into an agreement in principle, but we wouldn't be able to actually close the deal.
The physical just
the physical.
Wasn't there.
What a dream that would be, Davante and Red. Go, oh my God, we're going to speak this into existence.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, we already got Wednesday show set up. Wednesday show set up. We're not beat man beaters. We don't have anybody beat man coverage. Davante Adams can. All right, get your calls real quick before 5-5. Buster Posey in 8 minutes. Introductory presser. Oh, what a day to beat a Giants fan. Let's go back to Charles. Let's go to Charles in South City. We'll get to Evan, and then we'll go to Will, or we'll go to Will first because he's been on hold the longest. Let's go to Charles first. Charles, South City. I'm all over the place. I know. I'm all over the place.
Oh, baby.
Give it. Come on. Charles, wait. Charles, hold on. You got to give me that one more time.
Oh, baby. Let's go.
I like that.
It's a good day to be a Giants fan, man. Let's go. I already feel like our team's been handed right back to us the way it should have been. What better way to put a guy in there who played at the highest peak of the game, you know, who knows Giants baseball from the back of the hand, who actually cares about the fans? Let's go, baby. I'm glad Broadhart is gone. I don't care what no one says. We're dancing on that grave. And this is our World Series right here. We don't have to be in the playoffs. As much as I want us to be, we popping bottles, baby. This is a celebration. This is a whole new day. Welcome to the Buster Posey era. Let's go, baby. How you guys feeling?
Oh, Charles, I'm feeling like $1 million.
I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself.
Real quick, Davante Adams, I gotta put this out there. Warren is to come. Lead source of knowledge of the situation confirmed that the Raiders are growing open to trading. Davante Adams source said the club has begun reaching out to teams to gauge interest in a veteran wide receiver. John Lynch knows what to do. Willis, San Francisco, what's happening? Will. John Lynch. He knows what to do. Will, what's happening?
Master Roasters, what's going on this morning, baby?
My boy, Will, what's happening, Master Roaster?
Man, chilling, man. Hey, I'm gonna first preface this whole thing by first saying, man, I can't wait to see what Buster Posey does, but at least just the hire itself. It's just saying that Buster's going to be there and being the new face, that's good. That's definitely more than a good start. But, you know, I really want to see what he's going to do, being his first time, everything else, how new he is. So I can't wait to see that. You had asked earlier, what was it that Farhan had done right? It's crazy. Shasky, how happy was you when he first thing he did was got rid of that Mark Melanson contract?
Ugh. Yeah.
Right? I mean, when he did that, that perked my ears up right away. I was like, okay. And then getting rid of Bochy, of course, was tough. New regime, there's some tough things that's going to happen already. Bochy already, it made no sense for him to come in already with Bochy here because they don't mesh already. Out goes Bochy, and then you got,
Dave Kapler.
Coach, golly.
Dave Kapler.
Kapler comes in. Yeah, then Kapler comes in. Perfect alignment with exactly how he wants to run it. No friction, nothing, no get back. But I'm right, and Bonte, I'm with you. After the fourth year and third year even, what was going on with our farm system? He was supposed to resurrect our farm system just like how he did with the Dodgers. The Dodgers were able to get all of these free agent names only after they got their farm system going and everybody who was in on that farm system. They all started coming out, and they were all hitting on cylinders, just like how when the Giants championship – all of our babies came out, and they were hitting on all cylinders, too. Now, that is what he failed at. I was waiting and waiting for that. But once I saw he cannot bring in anybody, I mean, how long were all these guys talked about for years and years and years, and nobody ever surfaced? Then that's when I started losing all of my faith.
You know, one of the things, and good call.
Good call, Master Roaster.
One of the things that Richie talked about was the development and the lack of actually having real scouts, and you're watching everything on video. I'm sorry. Anyone can have a sweet highlight package.
Yep.
Even the worst player you know.
Yep.
Like, I can put together a Javon Kinlaw highlight package that looks outstanding. But when you are with that guy every day and you talk to different coaches and you see the bad plays as well as the good plays, that's when you can make a full assessment. You got to meet people.
No doubt. Let's get to Fast Five here on a Morning Roast.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the Morning Roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
No, my final thought is, Farhan's God, and you guys heard us for the last 4 hours. It's a hell of a day for the Morning Roast. A hell of a day. But now my attention is turned back to the San Francisco 49ers. I know the Giants have been stabilized with Buster Posey. I truly believe in Buster Posey's vision. I don't even know what the hell the vision is yet, and I believe in it. Devontae Adams is on the block. You know John Lynch is going to make a phone call. With the way the whole situation has gone down, and I don't think Brandon Ayuk has handled this professionally at all times. Now, he's not all in fault. I get it. I'm with him for getting your money. Well, he's got his money. I didn't like what I saw Friday at the practice. John Lynch will make a phone call to the Las Vegas Raiders. Now, will Mark Davis want to deal? Tom Telesco want to deal with the San Francisco 49ers? What would it take to bring Devontae Adams to the San Francisco 49ers? You want to talk about a bona fide number one receiver? Shasky? Devontae Debo? And Jawan Jennings with Ricky Pearsall waiting in the wings? I bet you John Lynch is making some phone calls. Bring him back to the Bay Area. EPA zone, Devontae Adams, red and gold. Let's go.
My final thoughts are this. I've been waiting for this day for quite a while. Everyone's going to say, you don't dance on someone's... Dude, the guy's highly compensated. He's going to be fine. Obviously, health bearing. We don't have any, you know, any feel on the health and all that. But, like, you guys made 7-8 figures. All right, he's going to be fine. He's going to be just fine. You know what I feel worried about is the people that are, like, wondering where their next meal is. That's where I have true empathy for. Yeah. And so... as a Giants fan, as someone who loves the game of baseball, who brought my son out to baseball practice yesterday and was with 40 other kids ranging from ages 5 through 15, it's great that we get to have our team back so that next generation of Giants fans can actually start forging the relationships and the bonds, because these are the crucial ages for them to love the team. And it's so good. I'm so happy. An all-time legend in Buster Posey is going to be at the helm of it. Doesn't mean he's going to be great.
Right.
But I'm very optimistic and I'm excited. And thank you, Buster Posey. Yeah. First step was signing Chapman. I can go out and buy LJ a Chapman t-shirt jersey because I know he's going to be here for the next 5 years.
By the way, I do hope Farhan's his health issues. That's serious. I hope he gets right.
Of course.
He gets right. I want to say that as we say goodbye to Farhan Zaidi. Spadoni, come on, get in here.
All right, I'm hoping with all this moves, and no Devontae Adams stuff today. Tune into the pregame show from 5 to 6 tomorrow if you want my thoughts on the Raiders, Devontae Adams, Antonio Pierce, and maybe the 49ers. But I'm just hoping that playoff baseball returns to the Bay sooner rather than later. Boys, we basically got a taste of playoff baseball yesterday between the Mets and Braves in game one of that doubleheader. Just listen to this.
And Lindor gets under one to center field. Harris going back near the wall, and it's out of here! Linsanity again! Francisco Lindor flips the script with a two-run homer, and the Mets go in front 8-7. Oh, wow!
Gerrit Cohn, SNY right there. Just incredible back and forth. Mets were down for most of that game. Score 6 in the top of the 8th. Then the Braves on the bottom of the 8th score 4 to take a 1-run lead.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.